Yo, what up? It's Donut, and you tuning in to All Your Illuminati News. We got a crazy, crazy video out right now called Civil War. I mean, all this predictive programming is nuts, but we are joined with my good friend Tommy Truthful at the Truth Mafia. What is going on, Tommy?
How you doing, brother Donut? Happy to be here.
I'm doing pretty good. Sold out of the VHS boxes, over 200, and we are shipping them out. We shipped out the first batch today, and tomorrow, the rest of it. So everybody will get it on Christmas.
Oh, that's awesome. Did you ship mine?
I shipped yours. Yep.
Okay.
You're gonna get it. This is crazy, bro. Civil War and Leave the World Behind. Predictive programming, back to back. This is the number one thing trending for the Google algorithms.
Yep.
Obama's produced the other one, trending on Netflix. So this is what they want the dummies to see.
Yes, sir.
And we're going to break this down. We about to break this down. We found a bunch of wild stuff. So you're going to enjoy this show. Make sure you smash that like button. And give us a one if you can hear us okay. Hello, Warren. Faded Fred Fury. Cat Cans. Shalom, Mariam. Dr. Von Wobble. Yeah. Oi, oi, big ups. Let's go. Donut and Guest. And this is Tommy Truthful. I got his links down below. You're not going to want to miss out. We podcast together on the Truth Mafia podcast. So that's right here. Wait, no. It's right here. Truth Mafia. We did this one with Jay Dreams and Ani Asaru at the Spiritual Shade Room.
Yeah, it's a good one. Real good
and
one.
And Paranoid American.
Yeah. He came in a little late to it, though. But Donut, why don't we talk first about the connection between these two films? So there's a crazy connection, guys, between the dates that this film came out, Leave the World Behind, and this new one, Civil War. So I always like to look at dates myself. That's what I get into. And first of all, the new one's coming out on 4/26, which is the 13 days of preparation going into Beltane. This is a major holiday for the elites. It's connected to Baal, which on the cover of Leave the World Behind, going downwards, it's spelled Baal. Did you see that, Donut?
Yeah, I did see that. Leave the World Behind. It spells Baal. I don't have it brought up right now, but yeah.
Yeah, it does. But anyway, scroll down on that date and show them. It's exactly 32 weeks and 2 days apart, guys, which is 3-2-2.
Right there. So this is that 3-2-2 ritual. Even the trailer for this movie, Civil War, is got the 3-2-2 timestamp in it as well.
2-2-3, yeah, with skull and crossbones and basic English ordinal gematria, which A is 1, B is 2, C is 3, all the way through Z is 26, equals 2-2-3. And, you know, I mean, that's the mirror reflection of 3-2-2. So,
and we see this happen with, let's say, Miley Cyrus, who started off the year, and I was talking about the 36 parallel. The first thing in the beginning of the year. That was what I was talking about. He got the 3-2-2 in her timestamp, just like Kanye got banned with the 3-2-2 subscribers. And this movie, great find. From the day this movie is going to be out, from Leave the World Behind, when that was released, got the 3-2-2 in it. That's crazy.
And Donut, the 36 connection. Yeah, you were the first person I heard talk about, oh, pay attention to the 36 parallel. There's going to be major rituals on the 36 parallel. And when I first heard you, I'm like, man, well, I wonder what that's all about. And then I started seeing it happening and it was crazy, bro. Like there's so many, it's even, there was multiple, back-to-back shootings. Then you had, just recently we had a major tornado on the 36 parallel one day after Leave the World Behind came out. And, you know, it was a movie where the power grid goes down, and major parts of Tennessee, the power grid went down after this tornado happened. And I think you mentioned about some cyber attack thing too, right?
Yeah, I forget what it was, but this 36 ley line, because that's the way that the Illuminati control the world, is through geomancy. And you could go back to even like ancient Sumeria and stuff like that. Angels and different deities are associated with certain regions of planets. And even in the symbols of the Manly P. Hall book of the different planets, which are just plasma, and we got this solar flare about a hit. It actually hit today. And right here, largest solar flare in 6 years could lead to problems on Earth tomorrow. Well, and you know, that's what this whole movie is about. Leave the world behind. They say it's a cyber incident, but this could very well also be a plasma apocalypse
happening. Yeah. Yep. And that 36 is a very sacred number in Judaism. In the Talmud, it talks about the 36 righteous men that save the world that are picked in every generation, right? So we see this 36 number over and over and over again. And this year, guys, is the 36-year anniversary of HARP, right? Since it happened.
Right. 36. So, and the reason I connected this 36 was because when Miley Cyrus was performing, 36 Mafia Gangsta Boo passed away. So that's where it all stemmed from. But this movie, Civil War, there's a connection to 23. Oh, and before we get into that, it's not my birthday. You know, people, that's every single time I go live, everyone wishes me a happy birthday, but it's not my birthday today. But anyway, I forget what I was going to say. What's up with the 23? Wish you a
happy birthday, brother? They just think it's your birthday?
Every time I go live, it's like an inside joke.
Oh, okay. Yeah. So yeah, 23. Now, when we're looking at gematria, you have a lot of people that use multiple ciphers and other, you should really, the purest and oldest cipher is called Chaldean, which is 1 through 8. And it's based on that 36 number. This is the most sacred gematria there is. And in that cipher, you know, we have connections. Well, first of all, the number 23, it's connected to major world events, guys, like 9/11, Waco. There's so many.
Julius Caesar.
Caesar was stabbed 23 times, you know, multiple different.
AOL chat room, 23 people. This is a video I did a while ago. So I'm going to keep playing it while you're talking.
Oh, yeah, go ahead. That's fine. I was just telling Donut, before we went live, you know,
you see this right here? I'm sorry to interrupt, but the W is the 23rd letter. And you see there's 2 at the bottom and 3 at the top, 23.
Oh, and September 23rd, that 923 day, which is Yom Kippur in Judaism, right? Ain't that Yom Kippur on that day?
Right. I'm not sure the exact date, but...
It is. But the mining disaster, where 33 people were stranded, that was at 2,300 feet. So we see this 23 number over and over again throughout society. What's his name? Jim Carrey. He made a movie on it, The Enigma of the Number 23.
Yeah, and even gotta give a shout out to homeboy Robert Anton Wilson. That's where I learned it from. I've read so many books this year. I get all my information from reading the books. That's my archaic. I'll get the information from reading the books. Prometheus so, yeah. Rising. I read this one. I've read so many books this year, bro. I'm so excited. Dumbing us down.
You have the Templars who had 23 Grand Master.
Oh, for real?
Yeah, they had 23 Grand Masters, and Jack Mallet, you talk about him all the time, was the 23rd and last of the Templar Grand Masters. So, you know, there's
a
the human DNA. You have 23 chromosomes from your mom, 23 from your dad, so it's 46 together, which 23 spelled out equals 46 in Chaldean, and that's your Phoenix number. But yeah, it's connected to a lot of different events, guys. Waco, let's look at that. That happened on 419, which is the beginning of the 13 days of preparation going into Beltane, which this movie releases in the middle of that, right, on the 26th. But
23 letters on the Lincoln.
Yep. 4 plus 19 is 23. The Hiroshima bomb, it dropped at 8:15. 8 plus 15 is 23.
Check this out, bro. Princess Leia, AA23. That was her prison cell, which is awesome. Yeah. So that would AA would be 2, even though there's the secret society, Aleister Crowley's AA. But AA would be 2, 1 plus 1. We're talking
11 and 23 is what.
But it would be. That's 3-2-2 as well. If you know,
yeah, backwards.
It could be
3. Yeah, you could definitely say that 100%. Yeah, man, it's pretty interesting to say the least. All the connections to that number 23. Could you show that slide that I created real quick? And then we got Civil War. Guys, the name of the movie, 23, Disaster. I just named multiple disasters it's connected to. Cursed is 23. CIA agent. 5G is 23. And remember, in the movie Leave the World Behind, it was very interesting that after the attack with the sound frequency, the very next scene, you see the kids standing side by side with the Obey NASA shirt on. Mm-hmm. And kind of just, you know, telling us who's really controlling that technology and, you know, is NASA who they want us to obey.
Right. Obey the Operation Paperclip. And also they were talking about the Havana syndrome. And I would like to play a clip real quick of a video I did like 2 years ago. It'll only be like 10 seconds. I'm not going to play the whole video, but talking about the Havana syndrome, because that is some serious, serious stuff. And we just passed through 1,000 people watching. Make sure you smash that like button.
Microwave weapons. We even see patents on controlling people's minds via monitors like TV screens, cell phones, computers, being mind controlled via algorithms, implants, or gadgets. This was exposed in the film They Live.
Right there, you know, They Live is about hackers, and they don't care, right? They don't care. Just like the kids don't care. They forget that the boat crashed because they don't give a damn. Just like most of the world doesn't give a damn. I got some slides up of that as they're in the pool, and they got ADD because they're in the pool on their tablets and their cell phones. I guess I don't have it pulled up, but that is also in this new Civil War. They're talking to the people, the monarchs, right? The monarchs. I'm gonna get into that a little bit. Yeah, but they're talking to them, saying there's like a pretty huge civil war going on, and they're like, oh, we don't care, you know, drop in, drop out, tune out, Timothy Leary stuff. You know what I mean? It's crazy. But that video, the Havana syndrome, there is a link in that video, and I made that video years ago, and I pulled up the link, and guess what? The page you're looking for isn't here anymore. So, you know, and I'll just show you what the link was. It was about neural rights. It was this, mind-blowing advances in brain tech spurs neural rights. You know, so this is just topics we've been talking about for years now. But yeah,
brother, you got to start using them groups I showed you where you can put your slides labeled so you know what you got going on up there.
Oh, I do that sometimes. I've been doing that sometimes.
Yeah, you got to do that, brother. Did you ever show the people the connection to the ball on the front of the cover?
I did, yeah. So I've done like 5 breakdowns of Leave the World Behind.
And
I've covered it all. I mean, I didn't miss nothing. I went hard on it.
That's what's up, man. Yeah.
Dr. Pepper Can got the 23. That's right.
Yep. Yeah, I actually did a blog on it, guys. There's so much more. The enigma of the number 23. I covered everything on truthmafia.com. But yes, that whoever said Dr. Pepper can, they're right. There's 23 flavors. And yeah, they use it over and over again, this 23 number, which the mirror reflection of 23 is 32. And we see that so much as well. That's usually used with portal symbolism, the 32 number. And, you know, with Las Vegas, what took place there, they were on the 32nd floor, and Donuts broke it down numerous times, the connection to Polaris with that whole ritual. And, you know, that gets into portals and that symbolism.
Right, right. Yeah. And this 23 goes into Shakespeare. I forget what. I'll play a clip real quick from this Patreon video years ago. Maybe it'll say something cool. Even Shakespeare. Shakespeare has got this mystery of Psalm 46. Shakespeare was 46 years old when the King James Bible was published. 23 times 2 is 46. Psalms 46. 46 word is shake. And the 46 word back from the end is spear. Shakespeare, because he died on the 23rd. April 19th. Oh, wait, what was that? I said April 26th. I got to hold up.
Wait,
baptized.
What was April 26th?
Shakespeare was baptized on April 26th.
Wow, that's the day the movie comes out.
Right. So this movie's coming out.
Wow. Predictive
program and movie. A lot of stuff happens on this date, April 26th. And I did a little gematria on my own, you know. I get all my gematria news from Tommy Truffle. He's the master. But right here, I put in the license plate number, and the license plate number came up with 62. So I was like, I don't know what the heck that means. And I just stopped looking at it.
Black magic 62. The queen was coronated on June 2nd, 62. We see 62 connected to the sacred feminine a lot, but black magic is 62, just to let you know.
Well, the movie coming out on the 26th, that's what I was like, oh, well, maybe.
Oh, yeah. The mere reflection of 62.
Yeah.
And think of this. The queen, when was she born? In 1926. And then her coronation. Wait a second. Hold on. Oh, my God. April 26th is the 116th day of the year, bro.
What does that mean?
Okay. So remember in the movie when she was looking at the cars driving theirself? Go back and watch Leave the World Behind, guys. When she's looking at all them cars crashing theirself, there's a price tag on the car really big, and it's 116. Nuclear war equals 116.
Oh, okay, okay. Yep.
Nuclear war. That's an English ordinal, the one you like, where A is 1, B is 2, C is 3, all the way through Z is 26.
Okay, I gotcha, I gotcha. Yeah, so that equals 62 in this date. April 26th is the first day the Gestapo was created or formed, April 26th, and Chernobyl as well. So it's something else to look into there.
That's a big day. Oh, Chernobyl. So it has a connection to the whole nuclear and radioactive. Wow.
Yeah, there's a lot of the.
Bro, have you ever watched that Chernobyl? It's like a series that came out. It's really fascinating. You should check Chernobyl out sometime.
I have not. Oops, this
don't,
is a good
don't show too much of that.
Yeah. My bad. Yeah. My bad. I thought I was looking at Chernobyl right here. I've heard some theories that Chernobyl didn't happen. I never looked into it, but you know, I've heard a lot of different theories on a lot of different stuff. We can't really trust what's going on, but something we can trust is pattern recognition. And we see in the beginning of the year, out where you're at in Ohio, they had the Palestine, which train disaster in Ohio, yeah, which was similar to the movie.
That's when I went to the hospital. Remember, I called you on the phone. I almost died. So I went to the hospital. I had got this crazy blood infection. And the next thing I know, I'm sitting in the hospital and this takes place. And now, guys, you try to breathe up here and it's terrible. I mean, and no one talks about it no more, though. But they pretty much poisoned us in Ohio. I mean, it's crazy. It got into the water. The air is crazy. And when you look into that chemical that they released, it's like a there's elements of it that's like a neurotoxin.
Art imitating life. East Palestine resident was extra in. So in this movie, they predicted it, and then this happened in this East Palestine, and then we're hearing about this, you know, Palestine stuff happening now. So I mean, it's just all synchronicity of priming the people. Now this movie is connected to Disney. It might be pushing the A24 or whatever, but the production company that made it, DNA Films, is a division of Walt Disney. So,
wow. DNA Films made it, and it's got a gematria connection of 23, and you have 23 chromosomes. Ain't that, is that what you're talking about?
Yeah, right. You're right. Yeah.
So that's interesting.
So that's something else. You got the Disney arm part of this whole and you know, A24 be making the best movies, so you know, they got competition now. Obama got competition because that movie was dope, Leave the World Behind. But that you can see right here, you got the 19 steps of Obama's production company. You hear the 19 numbers. AOL went down for 19 hours, and we don't even need to talk about the 19 too much, but in the beginning of this new Civil War movie, it says 19 states have seceded. So you got that happening there. So you know this movie is going to be full symbolism, just like underneath the silver.
19 wave. States have succeeded. That's interesting. We're on a 19-year Metonic moon cycle. And, you know, the code red, the Rona, happened 19 years after 9/11. And remember, we originally had 19 hijackers, right?
Yeah, right.
Chaos. So that's the chaos. And that's
AI. We're hearing about all this AI. A's one, I.
Yep.
Nine. Yeah, that's nuts.
Really the chaos number. I mean, that's what it is. It's the number of chaos.
So this movie is about civil war, and I'm going to talk a little bit about that. But here's the slide I was showing of the pool, how the kids are on their phone. He could sleep through the explosions. You know, that they don't care. Just like in this movie, they live. The hackers take over the TV, and they don't care. They're like, oh, we don't care what the guy's saying. And obey, sure.
Oh, and Obama's poster was created by the guy that did the art for this, They Live. You know that, right?
Yes. So if...
And Donut, remember in They Live, Channel 54 News sent out the frequency, keeping the masses in a state of hypnosis. That's another number they love to use, guys. We had... and I like COZ 1973. He has a little They Live face on his YouTube. Shout out to that guy in the comments. What was his name? Julia Roberts' boyfriend that died on
Matthew Perry.
Yeah, he died at 54. So there's this huge.
Oh, okay.
There's a huge 54 connection too. Sun is, that's the number of the sun, you know, and there's sun worshipers, but they worship the dark sun known as Saturn.
Mm-hmm. And Julia Roberts was a media expert. And the guy brings up, if you're not paranoid by now, you're not like paying attention. That's a Timothy Leary, who is very connected to the schizogenics, getting all the hippies hooked on the schizogenics and whatever. I believe it was to reset the autonomic nervous system. But the guy who created the LSD is called Hoffman, and they call these the Hoffman lenses as well. So there's this weird connection to just so many different elements of control. And this is a crazy scene right here, bro. Look, that's a Bentley, bro.
That's funny. Donut, my mom calls me, right? And she's never excited about decoding, but like she'll watch my stuff and stuff. But today she's like, she couldn't wait to tell me her breakdown. She wrote all these notes down, dude.
Oh, that's beautiful.
And my mom had me at 13. So we grew up like brothers and sisters. But she's like, this is my take on the Leave the World Behind. And she was breaking it down connected to the rapture. You know, my mom's very religious, but the thorns, that door, which she connected to the thorns of Christ, and her theory was pretty good. I was like, damn, Ma, you should come on the show and break that down, but she's too shy. You know, she had a crazy theory though on it all being connected to the rapture. And that's why, like, planes are falling out of the air.
Oh.
Yeah, it was interesting to hear her take on it anyways.
Yeah, well, that's dope. Yeah, it would be cool. Maybe, you know what we should do? We should have Tommy and my mom get together and do
that'd it. Be fire.
How cool would that be? That would be fire, dude.
That'd be sick.
That
would be awesome, dude. Get the moms on here.
But it's cool
they start... You know, our parents start noticing this stuff and we see them waking up from the mind control. It's awesome, man.
Right. Yeah. My dad, he's been the hardest to wake up, but he's waking up. And we about to pass through 2,000 people up in here in the live. I think this is the biggest video ever on the channel, having over 2,000 people on the live stream. So make sure you smash that like button, please, and thank you. This gets us in the algorithm, and go support Tommy Truthful. Got his YouTube link down below. We've done a ton of podcasts together. Catch up on all of the content. And shout out to Jay Dreams as well, and Ania Saru, who will be joining us tomorrow for a live stream. And
I bet you, phenomenal, dude. He's on the phenomenal. Another, did you see his video he just put out?
Yeah, I mean, it was incredible. I pushed it last night on the YouTube. I told people he was going into the lightning, the
polar physics, bro. This, oh my lord, that polar physics video. Like, Ani, he's so great. I'm great. I'm just grateful we have him part of the Truth Mafia team. He's like our secret weapon, you know?
Right. Yeah.
Out when we need the heavy hitters.
And here's truthmafia.com. Look, you see the Netflix, Leave the World Behind. We decoded it with a group of interesting characters. Oh, look, it changed. Heather O'Rourke. You even put my videos up there. Shout out to you. I know I went pretty hard. But here is the polar physics. So you can find all these videos that we're talking about over on truthmafia.com.
It's all the truth seekers that I personally... Check these people out, guys. They got no military connections, no connections to the CIA. They're not agents like half of these people out here. You know what I mean? So it's just a platform. That one's great, Donut. This is the new guy I told you about, Disclosure Hub. Go down. That he did a phenomenal job. So every month, if someone, I check into them, if their work checks out.
Oh, here's the ball.
Yep, there's the ball connection and the production company, SML Corp, which is 666, you know. So what are these cinemagicians doing? Well, they're binding certain energies and entities to these films, which you're then inviting into your home. You know what I mean? Because you're bringing...
Right. So. And also, if you have a welcome mat, be careful because you're welcoming... spirits like a vampire. They're gonna knock at your door and welcome you in. You know, I've read a lot of books on the vampires and the Frankensteins. This book is fantastic. This is Shelley Unbound, forward by Dr. Joseph P. Farrell, who I'm a huge fan of. Just finished his book, Demon in the Ecker. But you got these narcissists all over the place. Read this book, Alexander Lowen, William Reichy or Reich. I can't pronounce his name.
Always reading a good book.
Always got to be reading these books. That's where I get the info from, is the books. Freud, Civilization and Its Discontents. This will.
I just finished one, but I'm pretty sure he's an agent, the book I read.
Oh, yeah. No, I got to read that one.
Yeah. It's pretty agent out. Some of them are agents. You'll find out after you read the book. You're like, oh, man, this guy's, you know, because I've been in the conspiracy community for so long. I know what things are real and what things are not real. Some of the things that everybody shares and they think they're real, a lot of them are not real, and it's disinformation. But it, you know, what can you do?
Yeah, this book is fantastic. Anthony Sutton's work on Skull and Bones, as we were talking about 322. This book, I mean, documents it all. I got to read this again. I mean, it goes so deep. in pictures and breaking down the schooling system.
I remember when you got that one about the Tavistock Institute, you called me and...
Oh, that was nuts. The Tavistock Institute book, that was crazy. They were saying that Vladimir Putin broke out of mind control. I mean, it was kind of... Everything was so factual. And then at the end, it said some wild, outrageous thing. But I was just like, what if that's true? That's...
But yeah, the Greg Reese just put up a video. It's on truthmafia.com that Putin recently released videos about the moon landing being fake. Did you see that?
Oh, for real?
Yeah, it was so funny. And there's really a video of Putin like telling the news, yeah, these images are not real. I was shocked when I seen it.
Yeah, because images play a big role. This is a great book I just finished reading as well, called All Consuming Images. And it goes into the power of it, of an image. And it's usually some fellatio going on that gets you to want to purchase the product. And we did crash through the 2,000 people live. So smash the like button. But, you know, this year has been a good year. It's been a good year. Reading about the ninjas and also some spirituality. I really like Drop the Rock. You know, you got to let go, let God. Thy will be done is what I was saying today when I was shipping out all the VHS.
Oh, I got a good one for you. My dad got me hip to it. 10X. I'm going to send it to you for Christmas.
Oh, by Scientologist Grant Cardone?
How do you know about that?
Because that book's fantastic.
Yeah, it is. And you got to get on that 10X level, bro.
Yeah, well, you know, Christopher Green does 1,000X.
Oh, is he on 1,000X now?
That's a lot better than 10X.
Yeah, but you got to get all these people that are on lower vibrational frequencies away from you because they'll bring you down on that level. You know what I'm saying?
That's true.
It's very important that, like me, I try to stay positive and I don't try to hate on no one. There's a lot of hate going on in the community, period. And honestly, we need to be unifying each other because we are all up against billions of dollars. And these people, they might be the 1%. We do outnumber them, but the money machine we're up against and the propaganda machine, it's so powerful. You know, we need to stay together instead of attacking each other. And
there's an operation. You just look up COINTELPRO. COINTELPRO goes over that, how they divide movements. That's a big government thing. Yeah. Now check this out, bro. This is crazy right here. In the scene, did you notice this? This guy looks like AI generated. Like it's very, it's hard to see, but they're watching the TV. These are the deep fakes, bro. This is next. This is what's happening next in the predictive program. And for this film, is the deep fakes, bro. The AI generated Paranoid American probably made this one.
Shout out to my boy, ParanoidAmerican.com. But no, this is interesting because when all that stuff, I'm not going to touch on it too much, but people know what I'm talking about. When all that stuff started going viral back in about 2016 area about Hillary Clinton and the Democratic Party, and there were certain videos that they were kind of scared people getting a hold of. And then next thing you know, all this technology is coming out about deep fakes, right? I think they're always 30, 40, 50 years ahead of us with technology, but it's very interesting. Now they got a way they can say, oh, well, that wasn't us in that video. That's a deep fake, you know? So it's kind of,
yeah. Oh yeah. Here's the flight list. We also got some video footage of it. Oh no, that's for some fake stuff right there. Yeah, that's deep
fake. We're never going to see any of that. But and another thing too about that movie, your breakdown you did on the exits was so phenomenal. Take this exit, you know.
And leave the world behind. Yeah, it's like the red pill, blue pill. Which exit are you gonna take? That was so thought out.
Yeah, the slavery connection. I didn't even connect that. And I, you know, most people, I say this all the time. They watch movies for entertainment. I'm watching them to decode and break spells. You know, most people, they're watching them. They don't even realize that their subconscious is being programmed. But with that whole thing, you go back and watch that movie. And if you're a Caucasian, It really makes you, because you, Angelina Jolie, she's her character, or I said Angelina Jolie, Julia Roberts, her character is, she's kind of weary of the black guy, and it's his house, right? But it makes you feel like by the end of the movie, you're kind of feeling like, damn, I feel terrible now as a white person. And then you get the scene where the girl is laying in her the bed with her father, and she says, Dad, we can't just dole out trust, especially not white people, right? And it's like crazy propaganda that they're putting in there. So after you watch this movie, you wouldn't be, especially if you don't see this kind of stuff, you wouldn't be one that would go out and help your neighbor after watching this. It would make you withdraw. And, you know, not you're definitely not going to want to go, because you see what happens when they go to their neighbor for help. Guns get pulled on each other. Right.
Yeah, I think they're setting it up. A lot of people like yourself don't like the ending. And my mom made a great point. And I think she's right that they're just setting it up for number two, kind of like Squid Games. You know, they're setting it up for a sequel. And yeah,
you think my mom liked the ending?
I like the ending too, because it had that Hollywood ending that everything's going to be okay, when it obviously ain't. Because if that event does take place, especially in like that, 90% of the population is gone.
Yeah. And my mom said that was another thing. The little girl went on the other side of that door where it said thorns, and then she was okay. She was safe. And the kids would be taken away in the rapture. So she said that was symbolic of that. She had this whole crazy rant on it, but it was really interesting. And she also said something about in the shed, which, remember when they said someone was sleeping there and they showed the hole, that dugout hole? I didn't understand that part. Did you?
No, I didn't. But I thought it was an interesting observation. I forget who said it. It was you, Ani, Jay, I don't know. But that none of the men saw the deer. So the deer show up, but none of the guys saw it. Only women could see the deer. I thought that was a
wonderful. I think that was Jay Dreams.
That was a wonderful observation. And yeah, somebody said, yeah, Maui and Ohio all forgotten, because that's the ADD that people have. If you really want to advance yourself in 10X for the new year, just meditate or read a book. Like, by just being able to sit and concentrate for a period of time, just 1 minute a day or something, just being able to concentrate for a minute at a time, you'll have an advantage over most of the population. Because most of the population got them goldfish brains. By just reading a book, even if it's a terrible book, that trains you to be able to sit and concentrate. And you get wicked smart. You get wicked smart by doing that.
Yeah, your brain is a muscle like anything else. You got to work it out. You know what I mean? I do little brain teasers and puzzles. Well, I'm always decoding too, but... yeah, it's very important. And Rhonda's been following me since I first started. Shout out to Rhonda.
Shout out to Rhonda.
Yeah, she's a trooper. But she said Maui and Ohio all forgotten. And it's so true, man. Like, it's just on to the next thing. And that was a freaking genocide that went on there in Maui. I mean, let's keep it real. It's kind of funny, too. Every place the fires popped off, they had they were trying to buy that land for lithium deposits. And now they're buying, you know, they're creating all these smart cities. And what do you need for smart cities? Batteries. Well, what's lithium? It's in the batteries. So it's very interesting. That land that burnt there in Hawaii was had high amounts of lithium in it. And now they're able to mine it. You know what I mean? Kind of weird.
Yeah, the cobalt and stuff like that. It's all over
It wasn't lithium, it was cobalt.
Yeah, and that stuff's like on The Economist magazine. Now, in this film, the Civil War Illuminati trailer, A24, they're showing two states, Texas and California, which is that divide and conquer in a sense, because California is known to be super left and Texas is known to be super right, you know, at least to somebody from Arizona. You know, looking at it, maybe I'm wrong. Maybe it's not like that, but that's how I look at it.
It is like that. You're 100% right. And Texas has always talked about breaking away and becoming their own thing, right? And if you remember, in 2015, they ran these military drills called Jade Helm. You guys remember that? They shut down all the Walmarts, and all these Walmarts across the whole United States get shut down. And then there was talks that they were building these underground holding centers in the Walmarts. And that's the time when they were bussing in all this military equipment and stuff. And you got to remember, guys, this is an empire. It's going to plan 15 years ahead. So it's never going to be just, oh, you're going to see something happen, and the next night it's going to happen. They've been planned it out. And, right. And that's really the bringing out of artificial intelligence right there too. The public just didn't know it, but that was the weaponization of AI. Look into Jade Helm and the weaponization of AI. You'll be mind blown.
Somebody says Michael's Wang is 23 centimeters long. That's hilarious. So, like the highway system, the way that was developed is the defense system highway. We covered it in the last video that the highway system that you see, they really show the highways. I'm trying to find where I put the highway. Oh, right here. This is Leave the World Behind. They show the highway being clogged up because the highways, the way that they're designed, the defense highways is what they're called. It was all planned out. And look, it just celebrated its jubilee last year.
Is there any highways with the number 128 on it, I wonder?
Yeah. We broke it down on the Patreon, but we've been covering the 128 code for so long that, like, I got to just stream that video. But yes, there is.
Which one was it again? Let me see.
And it was connected to the original Silicon Valley in Massachusetts.
Wow.
Yeah. Right here, Route 128 belt right there.
Wow, Route 128.
Yeah, so it does go into that. So we were predicting stuff with that as well over on the Patreon, because Tommy and I, we do these. If you like these shows that we're doing right now, over on Truth Mafia and on my Patreon as well, we usually do these once a week or a few times a month on Thursdays. But we blessing y'all with Tommy's presence. But you could see right here, here's the 128 Omega that we did December 1st. Where else?
Bro,
here's another one, November 1st, November 2nd, 128. We've been talking about this.
Go back to your August one when we did the Ember. You guys, I'm telling you, watch the video me and Donut did. You, like Donut said, you can watch it on Donut's Patreon, or you can become a member on truthmafia.com. And I don't do the Patreon, I do my own membership. But the 128 code was cool. But then we did these Ember ritual videos, and the Ember months are September, October, November, December. And we literally predicted everything that's going on right now. I'm not
our first videos together years ago or 2 years ago, we were talking about. You were bringing up the Ember and its connection to orange, and now we're seeing all this orange stuff.
It was all throughout the movie, the orange and blue, which is 56, like mind control, you know. And the original Friends movie, the one that they kept showing you the reference to, the last one in the film, which released 19 years, there's that 19 number again, 19 years before the movie came out, it released on May 6th. So we see that. And Trump handed power to FEMA on 3/13 of 2020. 3 + 3 + 13 + 20 + 20 = 56. 56 people signed the Declaration of Independence. Mind control, that's that number, right? And then you have Satan mentioned 56 times in the King James Bible. So it's just a big number as well that they like to use. They have certain numbers because certain numbers hold certain energy signatures. So they'll do these type of rituals, guys, on certain ley lines under certain astrological alignments. And then the numbers line up. It's Masonic number magic. They're charging up these ancient ley lines, dragon lines, with energy. And you ever see that star that goes across America it's like in the shape of a star, and it's all these natural disasters. It lines up with JFK, the Twin Towers, multiple shootings, and it's in the a shape of a big five-pointed star going from coast to coast, all the way up to Canada, all the way down to Florida, all the way down to Texas. You ever seen that?
I don't remember it, but
yeah, it's called the five-pointed. It's called the Blood Star.
And okay.
It's pretty crazy.
Okay.
I'll have to do a video on it and show all the different connections, because I got it saved on my computer somewhere. Like, I got every single event they ever did on it. But them that Blood Star runs on these ancient ley lines, right? So there's a reason they do them in specific locations. And even with these movies, well, the movies even more so, these cinemagicians are casting spells on the audience. And they release the movie under certain astrological alignments on certain dates, like 12/8, December 8th. Why would they do that? Well, Matthew Perry, he died October 28th, right? And which is 1/2/8. 9/11 happened on, well, 9/11, the towers collapsed at 10:28 a.m. Then the Challenger blew up on January 28th of 86. And on January 28th of 2022, the bridge collapsed in Pittsburgh.
Wow.
Yeah, and guess what? That happened 119 days before the Golden Gate Bridge's birthday, which 119 is the number connected to Nikola Tesla. And
oh, dude, check this out. So this is coming out spring, right? So that's that, dude. Oh my goodness. Okay. So Leave the World Behind brings up the winter solstice rituals, right? And then this movie coming out 3/22 after 3/22 date connection,
which is connected to
the spring equinox, right? Yep. But this is where it gets even deeper, because you found something on 9/17, which is Passover. And shout out to, rest in peace to Jordan Maxwell, because he always brought up how Passover is like passing over into springtime, right?
That 9/16 day or 17 date, I'm telling you, dude.
So yeah, so 9/17 connected to that movie, connected to this movie, because springtime's the Passover, right? Passing over into springtime. So you got two astrological alignments with two different movies, just like Barbie Oppenheimer, right? Yeah. Both released at the same time. This is crazy. I didn't mean to interrupt, but I knew I would forget that. And I know that that's a big connection.
Also, that 119, how, because they're getting ready for the Golden Gates, I'm telling you, that's going to be a grand finale. And we already seen, when we told y'all there'd be bridge rituals, they did the Rainbow Bridge. And, you know, and then they said it was connected to terrorism. Then they said it wasn't. They always change their mind with these things. But Nikola Tesla is connected to that whole situation too, because he harnessed the energy of Niagara Falls, and the Rainbow Bridge is, that's where it's at, in Niagara Falls. But I actually did a blog on it, guys. It's really fascinating.
I think that them showing that they're part of the press, right? Because they're the good guys in this movie. They're connected to the press, right? So it's sort of like, you got to trust the press. You got to trust the mainstream media. This is the mainstream media. And it was funny. I looked up press Civil War, and this is what popped up. The Civil War press, the guy doing the hand. I just thought that was kind of funny. But I've read this. John Taylor Gatto. I mean, this guy's New York Teacher of the Year back in the 90s. We getting Wicked Smart over here. I did the Wicked Smart for Dummies over on the Patreon. Oh, no, that's Philo. That's who created the Illuminati, by the way. But this guy, John Taylor Gatto, he's a must read. He goes into how the schooling system is dumbed down. And in one of his interviews, he brought up the Civil War isn't what we're told it is, that it is more connected to a land grab, sort of like what we saw in Hawaii. So I got to dig up that interview that he did.
Also, he's heavily connected to money too. You know, Abraham Lincoln, he brought in the greenbacks, and that's what he was really killed for. It had nothing to do with him freeing slaves.
They killed him. Like, it's not what we're told.
No, and they tell us, oh, you know, it's good to be on gold, but there's certain people behind the gold currency that are making so much money, and they're connected to the Anglo-Saxon cartel that's running Britain, and you know what I'm saying? So, yeah, it's kind of crazy, man.
But like, people are like, oh, the Civil War. Like, what I've understand from my research is, like, the Civil War was a land grab, not what we're told it was. And the War of 1812.
Was that the Mexican War?
No, this is when, like, British, there was a war. This is when...
Napoleonic Wars.
Yeah, so, like, people say the Civil War is when America was, like, recaptured. But from my research, it was actually the War of 1812. Do you know anything about this? I'm sure nobody does. And no, that's on purpose. That's on purpose.
Is that close to the time? Could you do me a favor? Look up when they killed the Tsar of Russia. They killed his family. He was going to come into the Civil War because England was about to back the South. And it was all over money and land, like Donut said. But England was going to back the South. And Russia said, if you back the South, I'm going to back the North. And he actually brought boats in, guys, from December 23rd. Is that the day he died?
That's his reign. And then he was born on the 23rd as well, and he died on December 1st.
Wow. They killed his whole family, dude.
I'm not sure if this is the right guy, but I think it is.
No, I don't think that's him.
Oh, okay. I just looked up Tsar of Russia, and then 1812 popped up. Maybe
look
I
look up the
Oh, yeah, sorry, dude.
That's him.
Okay.
That's him, dude. He was a gangster, and he wouldn't let the Illuminati bank into his country. He said, no, y'all ain't coming in here. And
well, so like this is the Civil War is 18.
Rothschilds that hated him. That's who they think killed him. Had the Rothschilds had him taken out.
Oh, really? Yeah, I don't know anything about it.
His poor little kids, man.
Well, so this is when the Civil War happened, 1861, and that's when we're told that, you know, America was split up and pretty much the end of the United States, and it became a corporation. But this 1812 date is super significant because that was the actual takeover of the British Empire owning America again. From my research of what I've been learning about, and that's why we don't know about this year or this war, because it wasn't needed to fight wars, because fighting the wars doesn't work. So what they did was they infiltrated the media in the newspapers, and not just the newspapers, but the culture and the fashion and all that. Yeah, it's interesting.
That is interesting. And 1812 spelled out, I think it's 62.
And here's another 23. There's this weird Christmas video, a creepy Christmas. This is the creepy Christmas video. It got the 23 in it. I'm not sure if anybody's seen this yet. I haven't. Oh, look, 23 right there. The Bidens released this creepy video.
What is this all about? This looks like a nightmare right here.
Yeah. So I don't know. I haven't watched it, so we can look at it on the fly.
MK Ultra mind control shit if I ever seen it.
Yeah. Let's see if we see any symbolism. Just watching it on the fly.
It's bizarre looking as hell.
The checkerboards. I'm just gonna scroll through it. Yeah, it's a weird video. It's getting a lot of backlash.
Oh, and what else kept coming up in my decode was December 17th, which I wonder if something's gonna happen on that day. That's the Pope's birthday. George Mario Bergoglio that lives in room 201, December 17th. And also, that's the beginning of Saturnalia. That's what Christmas is really all about.
Saturnalia.
Nimrod's birthday, right?
My cat is took a crap, and now he's scratching the litter box because he always does this. He always does this while I'm live streaming, and we're having a good time, and we're learning all this stuff. And then he comes up in here, it makes it unbearable to be in here. But Tommy, bro, great breakdown. Everybody, make sure you smash that like button, please, and thank you. Go click the link below. Go join Tommy's Truth Mafia podcast. We do podcast over there. And anything else you'd like to say?
No, thank you guys for chilling with us. We appreciate it. And thank you for having me, Donut. I appreciate it too, brother. And that's it.
Much love, everybody. And God bless you.
We love y'all.